Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were taught that if we are going to love our neighbor as Christ commanded us to, we have to do it through the love of Christ. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The second commandment said to love your neighbor as yourself. That was under the law. But the new commandment is even stronger. It's not to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's stronger than that. It's to love our neighbor as Christ loved us. And oh, what a responsibility that is. And when we do this, we also fulfill Galatians 6:10, where it says to let us do good unto all men, especially to those who are the household of faith. Now, the word love here is the Greek word agape. The mood of it in the Greek is called octave. Agape is the highest form of love. It is the love wherewith God loves. Man is not capable of loving in this manner. It is only possible for Christians to love this way as they are totally surrendered to Christ and allows Christ to love through them. And my friend, that's what we need to do as Christians. Allow Christ to direct His great love through us. If you're going to catch the deep sea fish, you must go out in a deep sea fishing vessel. You must have the right equipment. Now, if you have a fear of the water and you will not go on a boat, you're not going to catch the big fish. Now, through my ministry, I've had people that were just deathly afraid of being baptized because of their fear of the water. Well, if you have a fear of the water, you're not going to go catch the deep sea fish. And that's the idea here. If you fear to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ because of what men may say, then you are never going to experience the agape love of God being expressed through you towards others, because the opinion of men are more important to you than the love of God. Now, we said that this word agape, or this word love here in our text, is in the octave mood. The octave mood means this is the desire of God's heart, that we abound in love one toward another, and that love will be holy and separate from the world. And yet, it'll be toward all men. Today, the Muslim tries to convert people to Islam. And if you won't convert, in their mind, you are condemned to hell. Now, we as Christians believe in like matter. If one without Jesus Christ dies in his sin, his doom is eternal hell. But what is the difference? Well, one of the differences is we do not kill those who reject our religion. Instead, we trust them to God's hand as we continue to pray for their salvation. And that's an example of the agape love that we're to have toward all men. Is it a love for all men to not witness to them, not to give a tract, not to invite them to church to hear the gospel? Oh, the heartbreak as one reads the 142nd Psalm and the 4th verse, where it says, "No man cared for my soul." That is a hard verse, my friend. Until souls are important to us, we simply are not ready for our Lord's return. We will be as those who are saved, so as by fire. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 27 through 30, we have some interesting observations here to make concerning this. In verse 27, it says, "Then Peter answered and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" Now, this shows repentance and conversion. They have forsaken all and followed him. That's what Acts 3:19 teaches us. There it says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord." But let us look further. In verses 28-29 of Matthew 19, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, Verily, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration," now that's looking to a future date, "when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, we also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life." Now, the regeneration is in the future. And so that also tells us our reward is in the future. When a person has a true faith, he lives his life according to the Word of God, knowing those treasures are laid up, and knowing they are assured. We have in this country Social Security, and men pay into that and they expect to receive when they retire. The rewards laid up in heaven for a Christian is more sure than Social Security. So, my friend, when we refuse to be the witness, when we refuse to live a holy and separate life, it's because we lack a faith in eternity. As a matter of fact, you look at verse 30 of Matthew 19, it says, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." That shows that in God's eyes, and before all heaven, who the real heroes are in the local church. At that day, we may be surprised when we look back and see who the real heroes actually were. So don't look for the pat on the back now. Don't look for this to be the time in which you get your reward. The best for us is yet to come. Now just remember that it is the Lord who makes you to abound in love toward one another and toward all men. So it calls for us to surrender all and place Christ above family, friends, yea, and all things. Now, let's put that in practical terms. If there's a conflict between doctrine and standards and your family, you always go with God, not family. Now, today, there are people that put family before everything. But when there's a conflict in the Scripture between what family is doing and what God says, God is always right, and that should never, never, never be compromised for the sake of family. So first, we are to be ready by growing in Christ. But secondly, we need to be ready by grace. That means you realize you can only be right by His grace. Now again, verse 13 says, "To this end," that is, to this goal, "He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints." Now please notice the relationship between agape love and holiness, because they're not separated one from another. The mission team's prayer for this local church is that Christ would establish their hearts unblameable in holiness, and yet at the same time, we saw in verse 12 that this agape love would abound. Listen to Titus chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. He says, not purloining, which means not stealing, but showing all good fidelity, all good honesty, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Now, the word adorn there comes from the Greek word cosmeo. We get our English word cosmetics from it. And we are to adorn what? The doctrine of God and our Savior in all things. Now, how do you adorn the doctrine of God and our Savior in all things? Well, verses 11 and 12 of Titus 2 give the answer. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, okay, people that are saved, have this grace that appears to them. Notice this is grace that teaches us, he says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, if you want to adorn the doctrine of God and our Savior in all things, you deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Just like the lady gets her cosmetics out, and first of all, she removes the things that should be removed from her face, and then she adds the things that highlights her face and makes it beautiful to the world. Well, our lives are to be beautiful unto the Lord. And so, we remove the ungodliness and worldly lust, and then we live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, the desire in our text is that the inner man would grow to a point that the heart is so saturated with agape love, the result will be holiness. And when he says, to the end, here in verse 13, he's saying, that is the goal. Now, this agape love is selfless. What would be the antithesis to selfless love? Well, it would be building one's self-esteem. John the Baptist said it best when he said, he, speaking of Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease. Well, that doesn't build one's self-esteem, but boy, it sure builds Jesus Christ in your heart, and that's more important. This holiness is not absolute as God's holiness, as we're reading here in verse 13. It is rather a day-to-day holiness which causes us to be unblameable. My friend, it is a spiritual maturity. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.